And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the official debut show of Mind Your Body, starring fitness guru Journey Reeves. And we have special in-studio guest Michelle Peterson, a raw a vegan chef. Wow, you two are dynamic. I think you guys, look, the teamwork. They did a high five. I mean, they should both hire you two together, and the life will change dramatically.
Dramatically. For the better. And isn't she beautiful, too? I'm not kidding you.
Yes. Tom, I'm surrounded by two beautiful women. Tom, you want to come in here, and I'll be the producer for today. Yeah, Tom's getting...
He's on it, yeah.
Wow, this is good. Should I invite people down and see what I'm talking about? Okay, 2800. Come on down. We can have a live studio audience. Yeah. Oh, or yeah, that's right. Or you could see these two beautiful women inside and out, by the way. I'm very talented at breakradioshow.com. It's live viewing. So breakradioshow.com. Get on your computers and view what I'm viewing in person. Yay. Okay.
Yay.
So let's you wanted to talk a little bit, Journey, about metabolic
metabolic syndrome, yeah. Otherwise known as Syndrome X.
That sounds like a generation or something.
Right. Well, it's Generation X is the ones who are going to cost this country billions of dollars. Mm. I mean, we're at metabolic diseases, which I'm going to kind of run through what they are and what we're talking about. It is costing the country 1/7 of gross domestic product right now. Okay.
Wow.
So that is not $1 million. That is not $1 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, that's $1 trillion in preventable disease care. Okay.
Wow.
So this country is dying. We're sort of the laughing stock of the world right now because we're fat, lazy slobs. We used to be the hardest working country ever, and now we're just killing ourselves slowly.
But how do you really feel about... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't hold back. You know what? Why? Because people are dying. This is
yeah.
You know...
It's serious stuff.
It's serious.
You're going to help a lot of people by getting this information out.
It just... You know, my kids are going to have to clean up that mess, right?
Yeah.
So the kids today, if we don't get on this... You know, this is essentially what's going to happen is that, you know, the statistics I remember reading about 10 years ago, and this was 10 years ago, that the incidence of heart attack in the generation that is now teenagers, okay, so this is when they were children, now they're teenagers, their first heart attack at 28 years old.
Really?
It's
getting younger and younger. Mm-hmm. It used to be the 50s, then it was the 40s, now it's the 30s. Okay, now we're starting to see our first incidents. There is streaks of cholesterol in arteries of 12-year-old boys.
You know, what I've heard, too,
bad.
Supporting what you're saying, is this is the first generation, whatever it's called, Gen X or whatever it is, that they won't outlive their parents.
Right.
You've heard of that, too?
Yep, I've heard that, yeah.
That is mm-hmm. that is very tragic and very sad.
It's very sad, and it's something that's so preventable. I mean, it's so easy to fix, and we're going to talk about that right now. So there's something that the medical community now calls metabolic syndrome or Syndrome X, okay? And essentially what that is if you have three or more of the following, you qualify, okay? So number one, disproportionate waistline or waist-to-hip ratio. Now, what the insurance companies are looking for when you sign up for insurance is if you have a girth measurement at the belly button of over 35 inches for women and 40 inches for men, that is a signifier, okay? So belly fat, and everybody wants to sell you something to fix belly fat. Belly fat's serious. There's a reason. It's not a quick fix, but there's a lot of solutions, and we'll get to those later on in the show. So disproportionate waistline. Number two. High triglycerides, okay? Number three, low HDL cholesterol. So cholesterol that is the good cholesterol. If you're under 40 milligrams per deciliter, okay? High blood pressure, and that those numbers have come down in what we're considering high blood pressure now. So anything over 130 over 95 is now considered hypertensive over consecutive readings. And then also high blood sugar, your fasting blood sugar of over 100, okay? So if you have three of those, then you are considered metabolically diseased, okay? So that's increasing your risk for heart disease, heart attack, certain kinds of cancers, and stroke, which I work with some stroke patients, and that is just not a place you want to go. You know, and again, all of this stuff is preventable, but you do have to make some better choices in your life. It's never too late. You can do it. And again, this is costing our country, you know, $1 trillion a year in taking care of this. And this is why your insurance companies have to keep raising the premiums, because the medication and the care for these kind of things, once you become a disease state, now all of a sudden we've got to start medicating all this stuff, and it's costing a lot of money. And you know, nobody ever needed to be on high cholesterol medication before. Nobody had, you know, high triglycerides. Nobody even knew what that was. And that's the fatty substances that's running around in your bloodstream right now.
So do you think that they're taking maybe this is a little political, but it does tie in. Are the politicians taking the wrong route on trying to put these health care systems in, or, you know, everyone should be on health care versus going for preventive medicine, putting programs in? I mean, do you know what I'm getting at? Is are they just off track on this?
Well, you know, there's always a delayed response, okay, because research comes out and people grab onto the little bits and pieces of it without looking at the big picture. What's really going on here? Unfortunately, and we talked about this the last couple times I was on the show, is that, you know, politicians get elected because of the lobbyists, right?
That's true.
Our three top lobbyists, well, our two are directly related. The top two top lobbyists are the pharmaceutical companies that are making the drugs and the food manufacturing industry, which is the ones who are putting all the garbage in on the shelves, okay? You should never have to go in between the aisles of the grocery store.
Nope.
There is.
Outside.
Yeah, you always stay on the perimeter of the grocery store, okay? So all of that stuff that's in the middle of the grocery store.
Stay away.
Yeah, it has.
Unless it's a raw aisle.
Yeah, which is going to
so
be
the
on perimeter, your
perimeter. So what's on the perimeter are the fruits, the vegetables, you're saying, right?
Right. Yeah, and, just.
They sort of hide them at the grocery store. Like, oh, they're really far away.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. Going back to that political thing. So are we going to change the political climate? You know what? I would love to say yes. I would love to think that Michelle Obama could make a difference. But the reality of it is that you're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars here of lost revenue in the two biggest lobbying agencies in the country. Okay, so really it comes down to the individual decision. What kind of decisions are you making on a daily basis for yourself and your family? And that's where the professionals like Michelle and I come in, where it's just like, look, you have a choice when you wake up in the morning on how you're going to treat your body. And we talked about this last week, is the body is the most beautiful human gift that
it's
you can
temple.
Be given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just need
can
to.
I feed off of that real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you mentioned about the first thing when you wake up in the morning, the very first decision that you should make is what are you going to put in your mouth to get you through the day? The best thing is a smoothie. If you start your day off with a smoothie every single morning, you've made a right decision.
But just not any smoothie. I mean, you got to have the right ingredients, I suspect.
And it depends on how you feel. I mean, if you feel like, I wouldn't suggest kale because kale, you know, it's a green leaf and it's stronger. I would always tend with my clients, always tell them to go with spinach. Spinach is more milder. You know, go with the spinach. Go with any fruit that you want. Your base has to be a coconut water or orange juice. And
can I tell them what I've been having since I started with you?
Please do, darling.
Okay, I have my new morning smoothie, and I love it. It's so good. And what's funny is Seth looked at me. He's like, "What are you drinking?" Because of course it's green. So she's talking about green smoothies. But and then he tasted it and he loved it. And my son loves her food. So basically, what I did is I took fresh orange juice. And I threw in a handful, big handful of spinach, and then a little bit of Greek yogurt for the acidophilus. And then I also put in frozen pineapple, which gave it the smoothie consistency. Mm-hmm. Tasted so awesome. I love it. It's green.
Party at
it's
Journey's
green.
House.
I know, okay. But so yummy. So everybody pull out your blender because you're going to need that to live this
lifestyle. Blender. Because that's
And
the,
it's so easy. It takes 5 seconds.
And it's the first decision that you made to put in your system. That, you know, and I guarantee you, if you make that first decision on doing a smoothie in the morning, first thing, the rest of your day, you're going to make great decisions on top of that. You're going to make food decisions like you would never think that you have ever did before, if that makes any sense.
It does.
Because say, for instance, you get up in the morning, you have a cup of coffee. Your afternoon comes. You know, you're just going to go and, you know, grab a burger or grab fries or something like that. But if you wake up in the morning and you're like, okay, I'm going to make a green smoothie, the rest of your choices throughout that day of what you're putting in your system is going to be perfect. It's going to be a very good choice that you're going to make. You're going to say, you know what, I'm going to have a salad instead, which, by the way, everyone should have at least one salad a day.
Now, how about, you know, what's interesting in this day and age, of course, organic foods. I mean, does this enter into the equation?
Yes.
It does.
It does. But and I do know that organic is more expensive. And so I don't encourage that with my clients because then it kind of shies people away. You know, they're like, oh, you know, I can't afford organic. You know what? I would rather you not do organic than do organic. Just do it. That's all I care.
Eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
Eat your vegetables. If you can do organic, obviously, that would be best.
That would be best.
You know, we want to try to eliminate as much of the toxins as we can.
Right.
But, you know, the nice thing about fruits and vegetables is they have their own cleansing process anyway. So if you can go organic, go organic. There's a dirty dozen out there, and we should probably look that up for people and say if you're going to get organic, there's 12 foods that should be organic, and then everything else you can pretty much pick and choose. Because it is, you know, I have to feed 3 kids, and you have my grocery bill is ridiculous. I cannot keep food in the house for these kids. Okay, 2 of them are teenagers, and then there's always friends and family come stopping by, and you know, my job as mom is to feed them, right? So it's such a struggle financially for me to keep it up, and I have to make my decisions very wisely. But one of the things that I really have done is, and this is a great option for people, is I joined a co-op. And so I go and I get my produce basket every other week. And then, you know, some of it's organic, some of it's non-organic. But it's $10 for a big, giant box of food. So look at what your options are. People immediately poo-poo. Nope, can't do it. Nope, can't do it. You know what? Do a little research. Do some homework. See what's out there. There's a lot of co-ops out there. There's Bountiful Baskets. There's farmers markets everywhere.
Farmers
we live
markets,
in Arizona.
Yes. I mean, I went to one on Saturday. And, I mean, that's where I get all my produce from. And, you know, you have to nitpick through all the fruits and the veggies and find what works for you. But, you know, farmers market, you're also, you know, backing your farmers up, your Arizona farmers. I am truly for that. I really, really make sure.
Yeah, you always want to support your local growers.
Yes, you do. And Whole Foods. Whole Foods is my best friend, too, you know. And there's websites that you can go on to, and you can purchase, you know, some, you know, nuts and seeds and stuff like that in bulks. So that way it's a lot cheaper for you.
So Whole Foods, how about Sprouts?
Sprouts too, but I'm just not a big Sprout person.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, you
I
know,
am.
She,
I
some
like
people
my
are. And again, that just shows different personalities for different people and works what works best for them. And I'm just Whole Foods and Farmers Markets and the internet to get all of my ingredients, you know, and all my stuff that I need for my meals.
Well, I like this. This is very fascinating, and I think the listeners out there should take notice. We'll take a quick break, but we encourage you to call in and ask these two amazing people some questions at 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632. Ask any questions. It's really valuable information. And I have a question coming back from the break. I'll surprise you, and we'll be right back.
Uh-oh.
Love them.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the official debut show of Mind Your Body, starring fitness guru Journey Reeves. You know, I love that name, Journey, by the way. It's not spelled like you'd normally think, but it's J-E-R-N-Y, Journey.
Yep. Simple. Simple and easy. Yeah, everybody gets it wrong.
And you've had an amazing journey so far.
So far.
This
is great. Looking forward to more.
So, I'm going to surprise you. What question might I ask you? Everyone's wondering.
Tick-tock.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a game show. Anyway, the question is, there's some misconceptions out there, and I'm glad you're clearing it up. Organic. So you're saying, you know, I mentioned organic foods, but you're saying, hey, if you can't afford it or whatever, Journey, you mentioned there's a cleansing process often with fruits and vegetables. So it's still okay then, what you're saying, is that if you can't have organic, you still should eat fruits and vegetables because it's still healthy, even if it's not organic.
Absolutely. Just wash it. You know, wash it as best you can. Do the best you can with what you're given. I mean, you don't poo-poo, you know, literally fruits and vegetables just because they're not organic. That's God's food. That's what he put on this earth. You know, obviously organic would be awesome, but if that's not a reality, that's not a reason not to eat
right.
them.
So, go ahead. I was just going to say, so is it, you think it's more like mini lobbyists? It's a marketing device to buy organic maybe and you can't buy others?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, bottom line, organic is the best. I mean, because you don't have all the pesticides, you know, it's just the best.
There's a little bit more quality control.
Okay, that's a good point.
And everyone would say, I mean, all your raw food chefs, your raw food gurus, you know, they would all say, you know, go organic. But with me, with the economy, it's very tough to do that. And plus, you have to think, we don't have watermelon in the wintertime, but you want watermelon? Well, okay, you can get frozen watermelon. You can get, you know, all year there is something that we can't have. You know, there's apples or oranges you can't purchase.
Like plums.
Yeah. Right. So, therefore, you can buy them in the frozen section or, you know, they can get flown in. I would rather see my clients do this diet and work this way with fruits and veggies that are non-organic than organic as far as their money comes, you know. If they can't afford it, don't worry about it. Still do it. Because I would rather see fruit. Bottom line is I would rather see fruits and veggies them eat that way, hands down, than processed, saturated fats, foods, you know, stuff that is way worse than what you're already putting in your body. Because
I think we should just collectively call it garbage. I think we should just, if we have to just come up with a term and you know, there's just, we eat so, the American population eats so much garbage. And so they look like toxic waste.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel.
You are what you eat.
Yeah, you feel like toxic waste.
Yeah.
I love how much better I feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the number one thing. And, you know, I had to clean up my act a little bit. I had my fun in December
She did. She became clean with me. That's a good word, right?
I mean, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
There was no holds barred this year. I will be perfectly honest, I was numbing a little pain. Mm-hmm. I was having a lot of fun. And I just,
she even told me, she goes, Michelle, I have to confess.
It's been
bad.
And
I was like, that's okay. We can clean you out. You know, go and do a cleanse for, you know, a week or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I cleaned up my act last week, and I feel 112% better, like so much better.
I was going to mention that because, you know, you mentioned, you know, some of the diseases that go along with some of the problems of not eating healthy, but also just how people feel. I'm going to guess here that if you eat the way you're both suggesting, you're probably going to sleep better.
Yes.
You're going to have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to probably have more passion. And what else? I mean, well, elaborate
there,
on that.
There is also what they call what us raw food gurus, what we say, is that there is a film over our eyes. When we are eating the standard American diet, which is initial SAD, okay, SAD diet, the more you eat processed and cooked foods, you create a film that's over your eyes. And so once you start cleaning up your eating and you start going more raw, you start seeing things clearer. Your mind starts clearing up. And I can definitely tell you that, and it happened within a couple of days of eating raw. And it's just amazing. Your skin is so much better. I was diagnosed of having psoriasis. I have not had an outbreak. I have rosacea, not an outbreak. You know, there's just so many different things that eating raw food can help. I mean, inside and as far as your outside, your hair, your nails, your skin, your teeth, you know. And that's, you know, if you spend the money on organic foods, you're going to spend less money on doctor bills because I guarantee you, you will visit the doctor less often. So which one would you rather have?
And that's the cost factor that you're
exactly
talking about.
So at the very end, it does even out, you know. But I just don't want to discourage any of, you know, anyone listening that you have to go organic or nothing.
Gotcha.
That's not what I want to kind of throw out there. I want to throw out there that I would like to see if you, instead of you eating an 8-ounce piece of chicken, I would like to see you do a 6-ounce on top of raw veggies.
Yeah,
do
you don't have to make. I mean, you don't have to turn your whole entire life around. And this is the biggest struggle that I find with working with people is they're like,
want it
you
now.
Know, they want it now. But here's the thing. They don't want to make the changes, okay? So there's two types of clients that I work with. People who have that personality type where they just wake up one day and they're going to change their lives and they're going to turn everything around and they just do this 180-degree, back it up. They don't drink anymore. They don't. You know, they don't eat any garbage and they just embrace this whole healthy lifestyle. Most people, however, the other kind, we gotta baby step them through it. You know, it's mm-hmm. taking the non-negotiables and working around that. The first thing I do when I work with somebody is like, what are you not gonna give up? Let's start there. Okay, what is your non-negotiable? Mm. Personally, I have my non-negotiable. I know what it is. Mm-hmm. I work the rest of my diet around the things that I'm not willing to give up. So, you know, it's not like you have to sacrifice. You just have to, it takes
modify,
a little thinking.
Right?
Yeah, you have to take a little thinking and a little planning at first, but then once you get used to it, it's like anything else. It's a snap. This is actually an easier way to prepare food and eat anyway. It's quicker and mm-hmm. easier and much healthier. So, you know, people out there that are listening, you don't have to make all these changes. You don't have to turn into mm-hmm. a raw foodie person. You just have to start making better decisions. And here's how I tell people. It's like, look, if 9 times out of 10 you're making a good decision on what you put in your body, you get an A. Okay? If 8 out of 10 times you make a good decision, you're getting a B. 70, 60, 50, 40, right? Let's look at it that way. So if everybody out there just thought, okay, on a daily basis, what percentage of the time am I making good, healthy choices for myself? Okay? And then grade yourself. So now, is an F student going to become an A student overnight?
No.
Okay? Like, that's what I tell my, you know, my kids when they come home with a 50% on something. Well, that's going to take a while to fix that.
Build
that
it.
Doesn't just go away, right? Next time you get an A, now you're at a C, okay? But if you continue to make good choices, and step by step for me, I'm 45 years old. I've been working on this since I was 40. Okay, so it's been a 5-year evolution of eating healthy. I was the girl who was just grabbing the first piece of crap I could get, and I'm a fitness professional. Mm. And I'm not eating correctly, and I started to realize how inauthentically I was living. Mm. okay? And that really started to bother me. You know, once you get into your 40s, women, we tend to evolve quite a bit. And that was my evolutionary process. So, you know, I'm not done with my, you know, I don't eat perfectly, and nor will I probably ever, because I'm a partier. I like to party. I like to have a good time. And like my chips and salsa. And
but you're getting A's and B's.
I've always been a B-plus student.
That's
so
pretty good.
I'm aiming for the B-plus, the 87%.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. Now, let me give the number out again. Come on, don't be shy out there. A lot of people are shy, but ask these two great, wonderful professionals and ladies a question, because where are you going to get this opportunity? Well, once a month you will, but however, here we are, right here, right now. 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. Now, a couple other things I'm curious about. One is, you know, you said the two big lobby groups, you know, pharmaceutical or drugs and food. And that's, it's sort of, they play off each other. So the worse you eat, the more you might need these drugs.
Exactly.
And it's a vicious cycle. That's what came to mind. And
ding, ding, ding.
It's almost like, wow, we're really headed the wrong way in this society.
I've been banging my head against the same wall for 30 years, okay? Because I'm on my 29th year. I'm about to celebrate my 30th anniversary in this business.
Nice.
We're reaching the same 10% of people we were reaching 30 years ago, okay? Understand that the barriers are... You know, you can't get away from the advertising. You can't get away from the marketing. You can't get away from the taste of this stuff. We're so addicted to the taste of it. Like, once you start eating fresh and healthy, you never eat that garbage again, because
it doesn't taste good anymore. Mm-mm.
It does. You start tasting the chemicals, don't you? Mm-hmm. You start tasting the nastiness.
And I tested that. I tested it. And it is true. I was like, wow, this is just not the same.
No.
It is not the same. And so it's true, Journey.
So it's, you know, we're are we fighting an uphill battle? Absolutely. Am I going to give up? Nope. Going to my grave, still saying the same thing until somebody gets it.
But it's quite a battle, right? I mean, it's nice that you're out there and you're making a difference. There's no question. And if you look at it from a political structure standpoint, it's like, you know,
what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, how do you attack that? I don't even know how, because all the politicians, you know, they're politicians maybe because they're being funded, like you said, with the lobby groups. So they have to continue feeding the lobby groups. And that's what might be long term, even midterm, destroying society.
Yeah. You know, here's a perfect example of that is they started using in the 70s, Coca-Cola and PepsiCo were growing very quickly. Okay, they're becoming very popular. Pop was becoming very, very popular in the 40s and 50s. And it started to grow exponentially from there as more companies came in and were providing carbonated beverages that were sweetened with sugar. Then they switched over because of legislation. Corn farmers got involved, and they developed this thing called high fructose corn syrup, which is a very, very cheap form of sweetener. And the food manufacturers and the pop companies realized they could save a lot of money by using corn syrup instead of sugar, okay? Hmm. And, of course, the people who are growing the corn are being funded by the government, okay? So they're all over it, right? We're going to save the farmers, right? And so what happened is our incidence of obesity has climbed.
Oh.
I think it's tripled in the last decade, but it started in the 70s when they started putting high fructose corn syrup in the pop. You go to Mexico, they still have sugar in their soda. And my kids went on a mission trip a couple years ago. They said the pop tastes so much better down there because it's actual real cane sugar.
Wow.
Okay, which is, you know, of course, that can only be tolerated in limited amounts, too. Nobody should be having more than one pop a day, but that's a whole nother show. Portion control we could do a whole hour on.
Okay, that's a good one, yes.
But that's a perfect example of how the government has a lot more control over what we eat and what our food supply looks like and the prices of the things. You know, garbage just costs a lot less to eat. And so you're looking at the socioeconomic status of someone, all right, and they're struggling to survive. Are you going to grab, you know, a $2 box of cereal, or are you going to grab, you know, whole cut oats and go home and prepare that. You know, you have to look at that. We're busy. We're all working. We're all stressed out. You know, there's so many decisions we make on a day-to-day basis, but the politics of it, the economics of it.
It sounds fast food society, instant gratification, mm-hmm. and headed towards, headed the wrong direction. But why don't we take another quick break? And I have another question when we come back. I think you're going to like this one as well. And we are here, of course, with in-studio guests. We have Michelle Peterson, vegan chef. That's mm-hmm. phenomenal. I can't wait to try some of your stuff. And, of course, this is the official debut show of Mind Your Body, starring fitness guru Journey Reeves. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the official debut show of Mind Your Body, starring fitness guru Journey Reeves. We're going to take a great journey every month from 3 to 4 every first Monday. This is going to be exciting. And, of course, special in-studio guest Michelle Peterson, raw vegan chef. That sounds fascinating. Now, mm-hmm. as promised, my question, and then we'll get on to some other very interesting things that we're going to talk about. One you mentioned, what was it called? It was a metabolic syndrome. And I took notes on this, high triglycerides. You talked about the low HDL cholesterol, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, that type of stuff. Is there a connection among all? So if you have one, is there a tendency to have all of them? So, for example, if you have high blood pressure, is that an indication that you may have some of the other things you talked about too?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Now, this is where it's very, very individual, because everybody has it as genetic markers that predetermine what they're susceptible to. Okay, and if I had a dime for everyone who blamed their genetics for their problems, I would be a very rich Gaul, and I'd be on a desert island somewhere by my, you know, with all my friends and family with me. What you have to do is when you have to get your blood tested yearly, and that's, you know, if I change anybody's life, it's going to be start going to the doctor and knowing what these numbers are, because they rise as you get older. Okay, you know, HDL. It is probably the only one that's a little bit different, because it's so easy to manipulate with exercise. You can raise your HDL just by exercising regularly, so that's an easy – that's one that's like a – we can fix that pretty easily and quickly. You know, to answer your question, Dave, it just depends on the individual.
Yeah.
The reason why they call this metabolic syndrome is because these things do show up pretty much all together, okay? And we know that each one of them is exponential, okay? So if you have one, you're more likely to have the others, particularly the cholesterol and the triglycerides and the blood sugar. That's all. It's very easy to manage once you understand what to do, and you can start backing off some of that medication you're on. There's a lot of people walking around on medication right now, and if you're on medication, your goal should be to start working with your doctor on getting you off of some of this stuff, because it's messing up your liver, and there's a lot of systemic issues that also come from the medications that people are on. But do these things show up together? Absolutely, and that's why they call it a syndrome, okay? And if you have three or more, then you are considered Syndrome X, and you are much more likely than somebody who doesn't have these to have sudden death, stroke, heart disease, certain types of cancers, and definitely diabetes. And we're having a huge problem in this country with diabetes right now.
Yeah, that's on the rise. And so let's have someone join us. It looks like we have a question. Line one, Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
I actually just wanted to know, you guys were saying that it's not something that you can do overnight. What is the best way that you guys say would go, like how would you go about, you know, becoming healthier? Like what things would you cut out?
Okay, the first thing you have to look at is on a daily basis. Amanda, do you exercise on a regular basis? Can I ask you that?
I chase my kids around.
Okay.
That's
quite a workout. Been there, done that.
Yes. Yeah.
If you are drinking more than one pop a day, I would say that would be a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. I would cut out all the soda. I would cut out chips. I would cut out anything basically that's white would be a good starter. Eliminate anything that's white that's in your cabinets, in your refrigerator, other than fruits and vegetables, of course.
Like rice? So, white rice is not good?
No white rice. Oh. Don't even do white rice.
Because it's bleached?
Yeah, it's bleached.
They bleached it to make it white.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, your white breads, your white pasta, your white, anything that's bright white. Amanda, do you eat a lot of white stuff?
No, not really. I actually, I prefer like wheat bread or like honey oat bread. I just didn't know where I should start.
Do you drink pop?
A lot.
Okay, I would start there.
Yep.
That's one of the first things that I start with. And don't feel like you got to cut it all out right away. If you cut back, you know, each time you reach for a pop, ask yourself if you've had enough water. Because a lot of times we're drinking to satisfy a thirst that would be much better satisfied with water. So if you alternate a pop with a water, that's a good way to get started. And then just set a goal for yourself that each week I'm going to drink one less can or bottle a day. And then by the end of it, you should be, you know, you have your one a day. And then it becomes so much more of a treat, so much more of a pleasure that you'll enjoy it much more. And you will start to see some pretty significant results in just energy level. And again, are you drinking diet pop or sugar pop?
Oh, Amanda? I think we've lost Amanda.
Oh, we lost Amanda.
We have lost her. Okay, but
Amanda, good luck.
let's ask that question.
Goodbye.
Is there how big of a difference is it between diet type of pop and sugar pop?
Oh God, you know, it's like asking which one's more evil, right?
Oh, so they're both.
They're both bad, and here's why. Okay, because the sugar, and this is the studies that are coming out now. Actually, the diet pop actually makes people heavier. Okay, because what happens is when somebody tastes the sweetness in their mouth, okay, the minute sweetness hits your mouth, the body signals that sugar is coming and the pancreas already starts to shoot out insulin. Okay.
Wow.
So if you're drinking sugar pop, now that insulin's going to clear the sugar out of the bloodstream, high blood sugar's not a healthy situation for your body. It puts you in a disease state. So we have this beautiful little thing called a pancreas that does it. Unfortunately, the artificial sweeteners, not only are they poison, okay, but they're also signaling to the body. So what ends up happening is you have a blood sugar crash that's big time when you have a diet pop.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yep.
Let's go to another call. Sheena, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Oh, you might want to turn down your radio. I heard myself. Hey, I sound pretty good, too, if I might say. Hi, Sheena. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. You have a question for these two young, lovely ladies.
Yeah, well, actually, Michelle is my mother. Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hi, Shayna.
Hi.
Oh, it's Shayna, not Sheena.
Yeah, Shayna.
Shayna.
I was just calling in because I saw, you know, she was talking about, like, the fruits and veggies and all that stuff. And I work for Streets of New York, and I'm a server, so it's always been, like, kind of hard for me to serve the food and not want to eat it all up, you know?
Yeah.
And so I talked to my mom, and she told me, you know, that she can make spaghetti raw, and I didn't believe it, but she actually can make spaghetti, like, out of zucchini, mm-hmm. and she made a sauce and everything. So, I mean, there's, like, tons of things that you can make out of raw food, which is, you know, kind of crazy. We've done raw ice cream and everything. And whenever I started it, I always lost, like, between 6 and 10 pounds a week. And, you know, I have high energy. I'm also somebody that has, like, really high anxiety. And whenever I started doing the raw food thing, it helped with my anxiety, too. So that's just another thing that I noticed on my end.
That's a really good point. From the stress,
so.
Anxiety level, that is, right? It seems to help there, too, you're saying.
Yeah, she was actually, Shayna's actually my first client. She was kind of like my little tester, you know, because she has some issues, and so we worked through those. And she's been doing fabulous with it and, you know, dropping the pounds and feeling healthier and just overall doing great with it, so.
Well, here's a question. Shayna, do you find yourself craving the food that you're serving less now?
Yeah, way less. And the whole, I heard her talking about a smoothie. I do have one, you know, in the morning. And that does kind of, like, stop the cravings. And I understand what she was saying, how if you start your morning eating great, then, you know, you make good decisions through the rest of the day. So I have a smoothie in the morning. I go to work. I serve the food. I don't even want it anymore, you know, after, like, seeing how much energy I have, and I feel a lot better. And, you know, I have noticed the thing with, like, the skin clearing up, and because I've always had issues with, you know, some acne on my face, mm-hmm. and it's taken care of it a lot. And, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can benefit from it just from, you know, not just eating the raw food, but you benefit from it, you know, like mentally and physically and emotionally. So, I mean, it helps out a lot. Like, it's amazing. She makes, like, chips and salsa. I mean, there's really anything that I've ever brought up, you know, that I really like, she's been able to find a way to make it raw or, you know, at least a little bit healthier.
And do you find you need less of it? It makes me so full. Like,
yeah,
do you notice that
you don't
sometimes when I open a bag of chips, not sometimes, every time I open a bag of chips, like the chips are gone. The kids are like, the chips are gone. I'm like,
well, the slogan is you can't have just one, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's right. They were
you can't have just one because you can't. You got to keep eating. So. Next thing you know, here you are, you know, feeling awful, number one. And number two, in a couple of days, you're going to see the results of that food.
Yeah,
up.
I have that same problem, and my mom actually made kale chips, and then she made salsa, so I still had my chips and salsa there. So, I mean, it's really, really good. Like, if you have a sweet tooth, you know, you can eat the turtles she makes. I love the turtles. They're awesome. They make macaroons, you know, ice cream we've made, so it takes care of my sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. Or if, you know, I'm wanting something spicy, I got, like, the spicy kale chips. So, I mean, it really helps with everything. Like, I've always had a problem with my digestive system, too. And I've noticed that, you know, nothing, like, it doesn't, like, stick with you, I guess. It's like, the diet is kind of like a filter, I've noticed. So, it's really nice.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's kind of like a filter. Yeah, that's kind of good.
Yeah, it's really nice. But I'm actually at work, so I got to jump off the phone. I just wanted to call in and bring up, you know, the spaghetti and everything that she makes. And it's all raw, and it's really, really good. I love it.
Thank you, sweetie. Get back to work.
No problem. All right, I'll
talk
to you later.
Thank you so
much. Shayna, thank you.
Oh, you got a fan club going on. That was very cute. How old is Shayna?
Shayna is, she's going to kill me, 28.
Really? Wow,
yeah.
Such a young. Wait, you have a 28-year-old? You look so
young.
I'm
a grandmother, too.
No way.
She is.
Of six.
Of six?
Well, six, two of my own, and then four through my husband's marriage.
And this is incredible. That's another testimony to look young and eat right. And
yes.
So you want to talk about some celebrities that have done this type of diet. Want to go over that?
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because I think we can tie this back into politics is like, you know what? Who's stronger, Washington or Hollywood? why don't we just get Hollywood to start doing this for us, right?
They have a battle going on usually, right? Mm-hmm. Hollywood and Washington.
Well, you know what? And what I love is that Hollywood's getting more and more involved in the political climate.
They are. I like that, too.
So maybe they would have some pull that little old us aren't going to have. But
and they probably will. We could get some celebrities on the show sometimes.
You know, let's make raw food sexy. That was a thing that I laughed about Michelle right away.
Yeah.
Is raw food is really sexy.
It is.
Hey, why don't we have a show, a raw food sexy show?
You know what? Michelle's, we'll pass out T-shirts and have little contests and stuff.
Yeah.
So I have, and I think Michelle and I both have lists of people in Hollywood who are raw vegan, okay? So that's remember, there's extreme forms of everything, and raw vegan is an extreme form of diet. And again, we discussed earlier, for those people who are just tuning in now, we don't expect anybody to change over to a completely raw vegan diet. But now is a good time because Super Bowl was yesterday.
Yeah.
Halftime show with Madonna. Does anybody have any problems with the way Madonna looks?
Mm. Okay. She looked fantastic.
She is a poster child for raw vegan diet.
Yes.
Is she?
Okay.
Really?
She's mm-hmm. pretty. Now, she said she's gone on and off of it, but for the most part, she is very disciplined with her eating.
Wow, she looks great.
She's a beautiful woman. I mean, and of course, you know, people have say what you want, but Cher is another one, who's also been very, very disciplined and organized with her diet because she took some time to look into, you know, there's so much pressure in Hollywood to look great.
Yeah.
Well, you can eat like crap and smoke cigarettes like some of the Hollywood stars do, or you can increase the longevity of your career by looking younger longer, and let's face it, we all want to look a little younger.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, Hollywood has really embraced this type of diet. So I have let's see, who else besides those two? Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a hottie right there.
Yeah. Sorry, he's.
You mean Pierce Bronson?
Bronson. Is it Brosnan or Bronson?
I think it's Bronson.
007, the hot guy.
Yeah, Bronson. that's Pierce it's Bronson. He was also in Mamma Mia.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't see Mama Mia.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see that one.
No.
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah.
Really,
too.
Really pretty.
The mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Has she done anything since The Mermaid?
Yeah, she's done some stuff, but she's very.
I don't own a television, so
oh, you
for
don't?
Me, it's. I'm
a Daryl.
What's going on?
I'm a Daryl Hannah fan.
You like,
he can't
you
even
like
say
Daryl?
It.
We want to get all the women on the show.
Susan Sarandon. Also,
yeah.
Looks
married to Tim,
fantastic for her
Tim
age.
Robbins, and they're very politically oriented.
Yeah,
by
Tim
the
Robbins.
Way.
Yeah, he's a big one.
Very.
Yeah.
Susan, honey, if you're listening, can you help us out here with this? Susan
Sarandon.
We can
try to
she's
get
very,
them on the show.
She's very political.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't know this either. Is she Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. We need some Republicans to help us out because I have a feeling our next president's Republican.
Uh-oh.
Just going out there. Newt Gingrich, by the way, poster child for metabolic disease.
Yeah.
Poster child.
And they're going to be out here on a debate in 3 weeks. All of them.
And you can get them on the show?
I'm going to try to get them because I want to get all the candidates if I can, but we'll see what happens. They're here for a debate, the Arizona primary coming up.
I should bring food.
Bring food. I'll bring a tape measure. And I'll take everybody's waist.
He probably won't be on the show. But if he bring food. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Bring food, they will come.
We won't say what type of food.
No, we won't.
And we'll say,
they would not know.
We should do a taste test.
We'll do a taste test.
Yeah, yes. We won't show them what it is and see what happens.
Right.
Oh, I like this.
That's an awesome idea.
I can't guarantee we'll get them on the show, but I'm going to try because, I it's a hot topic.
Why not try?
Yeah, why not, right?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And that's what we're telling our listeners to,
yeah.
too. Why not
Very.
Try?
Exactly. So. Absolutely.
Oh, and I have two more guy stars because
I
think everybody thinks that this is, you know, manly men eat steak, right, and potatoes
burgers.
And burgers and all that kind of stuff. Sting.
Sting,
yeah,
really?
Sting.
Wow.
How do you think everybody's
Wow.
And Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
believe
Woody
it or not.
Harrelson.
Yeah,
yeah
you
Woody
would
Harrelson
think,
is.
Yeah.
He's in a new movie.
He's been a vegan for a long time, and then he's crossed over to being raw. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
he's,
is
you
amazing.
Would never know it by looking. I mean, right? He's known as like sort of a little bit of
he's
a bad
very,
boy. But
yeah, and he's very, he does a lot of speeches and talks on being raw vegan. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm voting for Cher, Madonna, and Daryl Hannah to be on the show. That's what I'm going to push for. Not Pierce Bronson. Okay.
Come on.
Okay, he's a good actor.
Work with me.
He is a good actor, though. Let's get him all on. I think it's a great discussion. And actually interview people that can... can talk about how it made a difference. I think that's a great mm-hmm. idea. Now, you also, we only have about 5 minutes left, and the carb cravings you were talking yeah. about, and I guess people have that. Huh?
Okay, mm-hmm. this is a major vicious cycle. Mm. Okay, and I've been a part of it. I was the girl who could put down. Graham crackers were my big.
Oh, aren't they good to use with milk, right?
Yes. Ever try that? When my kids were younger, I was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I always worked to some capacity, but I tried to be home as much as I could with the kids. And about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would open up a box of Graham crackers and finish the whole thing. Not a package, the whole box.
Without any milk or anything?
Oh, I had milk and peanut butter, honey. Whoa, I was like putting away.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, I couldn't say good stuff, but that's
calories, though.
Thousands of calories. Okay. And the reason why is because by the time the afternoon runs around, our serotonin levels, which is the hormone that's responsible for keeping us calm, it's the hormone that's responsible for being able to manage stressful situations in a calm, rational manner. Our serotonin levels drop throughout the day. Your serotonin levels are highest in the morning because they're created at night with carbohydrate as their primary source, and then they drop throughout the day. So everybody gets to a point. It's either mid-afternoon or after work, like after dinner, where the carbohydrate cravings are most common, and it's because the serotonin levels are dropping in the brain. What people don't understand is it only takes a very little bit of carbohydrate to bump those serotonin levels back up. But the problem is it's a 20-minute delay. In that 20 minutes, I've put away a box of crackers.
Wow, but then you feel calm after what?
I feel sick and gross and guilty.
But you get sluggish, right?
Yep, and then once the insulin pumps all that, you know, the pancreas pumps the insulin into the system, I'm into a crash, and I can't understand why I'm so moody and I'm so mad and I'm so impatient with the children.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then my husband's coming home and he's like, "What is up with you?" I'm like, "Oh, I need to go for a workout." You know, and I'm a fitness professional and I'm not managing it. And it was because I didn't understand the connection that was happening until I have this beautiful woman who's going to be on next month. Her name is Susan Allen, really kind of explained all this to me about 10 years ago. Now, these kids that I'm talking about are now in college, so this was a long time ago, but I would go and I would teach 2 or 3 classes a day, and I would be exercise, not understanding that I was doing more harm than good, and then I was trying to fill myself back up.
Incredible.
The whole food, you don't have that issue. It doesn't happen because you're keeping yourself nourished throughout the day, and you don't have the cravings. It's
and
really
can you
cool.
believe we're at the end of the show, even though it was an hour and a half special today? Why don't we give some contact information? Michelle, why don't we start with you, and then we'll ask Journey.
Okay, you can go to my website, which is www.rawteacher.com/mpeterson1105.
Peterson's with an O.
Yes, Peterson is with an O. So let me respell that: Peterson.
Excellent. And Journey, how do they get in touch with you?
Okay, www.mindbodyunlimited.com, or you can go to journeyreeves.com. Either way, it'll get you there. JERNYRIE, V as in Victor, ES.com. That'll shoot you right to my website. You can also find me on Facebook. Find my pro page from me.
Oh, me too. I'm on Facebook as well.
Oh, there we go.
Facebook. Hello.
Well, it's been delightful. Two beautiful women, amazing talent, great professionals. Michelle Peterson, thank you for being in studio today.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Journey Reeves, I can't wait till next month. This is good stuff. We're going to make a difference in many different ways, health-wise, politically, because, like you said, the cost is more than just the health, and that's a big cost, but economically as well. So we're going to make a difference every month. Thank you, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely. And we'll see everyone tomorrow with the Green Roundtable and the Bottom Line. A lot of great guests going on, and we'll see you tomorrow, 2 to 4. Go Coyotes tonight against Detroit Red Wings. See you then.